I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And this
is the Eshcast.
This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 517. Don't follow the balls when they make the street. This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister, and I am here to introduce a very special episode of the Eshcast. That's right, you're hearing my voice, and only my voice, so that can only mean one thing. Clip show! Yeah! Whoa! Clap, 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 clap. That's right, we were off for the holiday, but we don't want to leave you hanging, so we've gathered together some of our favorite clips that you haven't heard before. So they're new to you, but not new to us, in this episode of our podcast. And we have some doozies for you this week, so let's go ahead, jump in, get started, because week ain't a week without an Eshcast. Am I right? I know I'm right. So let's begin. Amanda and I, we're sisters. As you guys know, I'm the older sister, and we are both grown-ass adults. We are both over 30. Well, let's just leave it at that. But sometimes, neither of us act our age, but especially Panda, at times, does not act her age. In this clip, I called her out for acting like a prepubescent child. Pretty sure I called her out for being a 13-year-old. Because, well, she just kept making this one reference that was derailing the whole show. Like, the whole show was being derailed because she kept making this reference. And, you know, the inner prepubescent boy in me just kept cracking up. So, check it out.
Please welcome my balls.
What? Where are you? Is that Sean?
I'm very pro-ball lately.
Sean's okay. Sounds a decent dude.
By the beauty and depth of game
of my balls. And I'm proud
of this industry. This is why I can't take you to places.
This is why I can't have nice things.
Favorite moment for you?
Favorite moment for you?
I would say
a trip. My balls.
What is it with you and your balls? What is it?
You asked me what my
just discovered them.
You asked me what my favorite moment was, so I said my balls.
Based on that tech, it's available on PC right now.
Well, hold on. So
hold on. It's my balls.
Exclusively at ShadowComplex.com.
Okay.
Exclusively at myballs.com.
I am about to push you off mic.
I can't help it.
Nobody wants to hear about your balls. What they want to hear about is that Shadow Complex is going to be on Xbox One as well as PC.
It's going to be on my balls. My Xbox.
One more balls and you get a punch. Okay?
I can't help it.
One more balls.
I can't help it.
One more balls and I'm punching you. We're recording.
I feel like when we record these shows, we want people to feel like we are genuine, and I'm just going to be genuine.
All right, but can you just do it with less balls?
I have not said it for this whole segment.
Wow.
And especially thank the families.
Small miracle.
The families of all the game makers out there, because I got to tell you, you're the reason we can keep doing what we love to do.
My balls. I could not. All of our passions.
I gotta tell you, it really is humbling. Yeah, you could have.
No.
It wasn't even appropriate there.
He said he wanted to keep doing what he loved to do, which were my balls.
Panda, I can't.
I can. Yes, I can.
You make me not able to even.
And they've got one last surprise that you may not have been expecting. Check out this world premiere.
I swear.
I whispered that one.
It still counts.
first worked together about, over 20 years ago.
On my balls, which was a platform.
What did I tell you about the balls? What did I tell you about the balls? Stop it with the balls.
You're going to bruise me.
Yeah, so stop it with the balls.
My balls.
Seriously.
I'm sorry. I see his balls.
Okay, so my favorite will you balls. Stop with the balls? I'm gonna keep you from podcasting locally if you're gonna stay focused on balls. Okay, focus on games.
I can see his balls.
No, you can't see his balls. He's wearing pants.
And the winner is my balls.
You know what? You know what?
No.
You're gonna get hurt.
No.
This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 463. The Game Show Awards. Not exactly live.
My balls.
No balls! You and your balls!
As you know, we try not to get political on this podcast. It would be very easy for us to do so because we are staunch party members of the party that we belong to. But I don't think that there's anybody right now who isn't at least a little bit concerned with the way that the election turned out and what seems to be about to happen here in January. But early on in the year, while we were trying to deathly avoid getting into politics, we just weren't able to quite do that. Simply because poor Panda couldn't really handle the reality of what was about to happen with Trump.
Like, emotionally got a little rocky around the 8th, and I don't know if we're talking about that on the show or not.
No, we're not going to get deep into that, because you know what? I'm not for playing into dumb stuff, and you know, ultimately, at the end of the day, here's the deal. We just need to be excellent to each other. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure had it right. We just need to be excellent to each other. Okay? And party right. On, dudes. Like, this is what we're going to do.
Party on, Rochelle.
Party on, Amanda. We're putting it all together. We're going to be excellent to each other. Okay? I'm going to be excellent to you, and I'm going to be excellent to everybody that I encounter, whether they're excellent to me or not, because that's just the way I was raised, and it's the right thing to do, because people are people, humans are humans, and we have to treat each other with respect. So, that's what we're going to do. And eventually, more people will be like us. So, that's the positive thing. Hashtag, fuck America Great Again.
So, if it's brown, time to go down.
If it's brown, it's time to get down.
Anyway. So, I mean, health-wise, okay. Emotionally got a little shaken, but, you know, the
shock not that stirred.
Has worn off. Right.
Shaken, but I mean, not stirred.
But I mean, I've come out of that in a shock, and I'm feeling better about stuff, and I'm looking at things through the reality glasses, and I'm not through the pandemonium glasses anymore. I allowed myself to feel how I needed to feel and to split out what I needed to split out so that I wasn't just leaving, like, my snail trail of, like, you know, passive aggressiveness. Because, you know, I'm not trying to live that life. Right. I'm trying to live out loud now because I'm an adult.
Mm-hmm.
I like to
go on with your bad self.
Like that. Exactly. So, but overall, like, I'd say this is probably, like, I'm like in a B minus zone. Like, I'm steadily climbing back up to my B+, A- status.
Yeah.
But, like, I was shaking a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, a chunk of people were, and a chunk of people still are. And, you know, I've said this before, and I'll just say it again. You have the right to feel how you want to feel. Your feelings matter, your thoughts matter, and they are unique and your own, and they are as important as the next person next to you and the next person next to them and things like that. And the only thing that I urge people to do is to simply listen when someone is trying to tell you how they feel. Mm-hmm. And even if you don't understand or you can't completely agree, you just need to listen. And vice versa.
Acknowledge that the things have been said to and you've heard them.
And then the person that you listen to needs to listen to you as well. And I think if we just listen to each other a little bit better, we'll be excellent to each other. So, you know, I think that there are a lot of people that are upset and there are a lot of people that are afraid. And I just want to say I hear you and I see you and I understand that you are afraid. And I hope
that we, as a nation and as people that live on the same planet and breathe the same air, can get to a place where we're not making each other afraid to be.
Like, I'm gonna say this right now. That I believe that the Cheetos Puffs that come in the paw print are a waste of money. Get the regular Cheeto Puffs. They're the same. You're getting the same amount of cheesy puff, and you don't need the commodity of the paw shape. And I said that. Someone might disagree with me and might like the novelty of the paw shape over the normal shape, and that's okay, because they both taste the same, hopefully, and they're good. So you're allowed to feel however you want about cheesy puffs, but that was my opinion, that the original shape is just fine.
Yeah. See? Cheesy puffs.
And you heard me, and you let me say it.
Yeah.
And if your opinion's different than mine, that's okay, because I would listen to you if you were one of those people who wanted the paw print.
Right.
Cheetos.
You know? We have the right to want what we want. So.
That's right.
Enough of that.
Oh my god, I just had a fucking revelation. So, Star Trek. We had a lot of white captains. Then we got a black captain. And then we should have had a lady captain. Clinton should have been president. It was foretold in Star Trek. The end. I'm gonna leave it at that.
I'm not even. All right. So back to where I was. So yeah,
Back to where you were.
Every once in a while, we like to do spec shows. Guess what's gonna happen? Coming up with big announcements. You know, we do it for big conferences like E3. We do it for the Video Game Awards. We used to do it way back in the day for CES, and then we just kind of let that one go. But we also do it for Apple events, and we spent some time trying to guess, like, what Apple was going to announce at their October event, mostly because we didn't want to play Apple event bingo, because we couldn't get cards, like, printed up fast enough. This is one of my favorite games to play. We made some guesses about what was going to happen with the Macintosh line and some other things, and hey, we got some right, but we got a bunch wrong. But you can judge the thing for yourself. And I assume that you can play it on both Mac and on PC.
I think we're going to see that, but as of right now, I've only seen it on Steam. So.
No, on Steam, but I'm saying you can play it on Mac and PC.
I mean...
Are you playing it on your Mac or not?
Oh, PC.
Okay, so you're playing it on PC.
As much as I love my Mac, and I do, I've had him for a little too long. Like, he's pushing that 5-6 year mark.
Oh, so like, yeah, no, it's time. Like, if you're pushing that mark, like...
The battery, like, the minute I unplug it,
yeah,
from
like
99...
On, yeah, no, it's time. Here's the deal, then. So what you should be doing, and I know you got, like, wedding stuff...
putting your computer on my wedding registry. Done.
Wait, but you want to wait. You want to wait, because Apple is having an event on the 24th, and supposedly it's going to be the refresh of the Mac line.
Yeah, it's time. I have to retire from MacBook
Air. So what you should be thinking about, bruh, is do you want a machine that could maybe be a little bit more powerful than the machine you have? And like,
I'd like a new computer that has a bigger screen and I could do video on.
Do you need something that's mobile? Because, see, these are the, so let's get down to the nerdy, right? So this is the conversation that I have with everybody that has a laptop that's okay, but they've, like, worked it to, like, its end, okay? And it's, like, 5 years old. It's not
like
broken.
Like, my laptop is ready to retire to Florida and, like, wear sandals with socks
right.
every day.
So then
ready.
So then the conversation I always have is, okay, so do you need the mobility? Like, if you already have a tablet, which you do.
I mean, I have a mini.
Right. And you have a keyboard for your mini.
Yes.
Okay, so here's where I start the questions. Do you actually really need a laptop or not? Because if you already have a tablet that has a keyboard, okay, you probably have a tablet that can do, like, the majority of things that you actually want to do mobily. Get on and do your social, manage your email, browse the web, that
so
kind
I
of
could
thing.
Just get, so I could just not get a laptop and get, like...
A desktop. Because you pay through the nose when you get a laptop because you're paying for the mobility, right? So for the same amount of money, let's say, that you would, like, get a similar computer to the one that you have now, you could get a 27-inch iMac with 3 times the storage, 3 times the memory, that would be able to do stuff like manage video captures and could run Photoshop on it. So you could...
I would love a computer that could run Photoshop, right? So that I could learn all the things.
So, like, so that's why, like, I start having those conversations with people when they get to the point where their laptop is, like, 5 or 6 years in and they're getting ready to replace it. Because most of those people have already picked up a tablet of some kind, whether it's a Android tablet or an iPad, you know.
I got mine from the Ninja Layaway plan. When she upgrades, so do I.
Yes. Look, ain't nothing wrong.
No, I ain't mad. I like the Ninja Layaway program because I get new shit to me all the time.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Okay, you get... retail box treatment.
I'm very happy with my service.
I'm just saying, you don't really get a warranty other than I will come to your house and troubleshoot it to let you know if it actually needs to be replaced if anything happens after you get it. But the Ninja program, upgrade program, the new to you, is pretty good.
It's so new to me. Like, and I've seen it in action for years because she had it first, so I know. I mean,
you're
it's
about
good.
To get a 6+, so.
I know. So I'm so excited.
It's a pretty good program.
It's pretty boss. It is pretty fun.
I'd recommend it to people, but unfortunately, there's a limited pool of people that can access the program. But all I'm going to say is this, right? Between me and you and me, both of us together, right? Mm-hmm. I am not going to buy another laptop probably in my life. In all honesty. Because my mobile companion is my iPad. Because I have a Logitech keyboard for it. I can do all the blog stuff on it. I can do light Photoshop on it because I have a pro. And so I can upload photos. I can edit photos. I can get on my social. I can manage live events. Like, I don't need a laptop anymore. So the MacBook that I have is probably the last laptop that I will purchase in my life. I may, you know, in a few years get a different Pro because I'm sure that they're going to add better cameras, more storage, all that kind of those things. But my mobile life moving forward is always going to be my tablet with a keyboard. There's now at this point no reason for me to have a laptop because I don't edit video on the go. And even if we were to do that, I can do that in iMovie on my Pro as long as it's not like an hour-long video that I'm trying to work with. Which, when we're doing events, like the longest that we tape ever is a half hour, unless we've gotten like a sweet interview. I think we only got one that we ended up going an hour in the interview. I can still edit that in iMovie, right? And I can do that in iMovie that runs on my iPad. Because I usually get the Boom Fatty storage iPad. Because I want it to last a couple of years. So what I usually tell people is, here's the thing that you should think about. Like, ultimately, what is it that you want to do? Because I can tell you right now, like, for the Air that you bought, right? You got the one that was like mine. So it was like $1,500, right?
Well, I got that, but then mine got wonky. So then when I went to go get it fixed, they couldn't fix it. So they upgraded me to the one that has the lightning port on it.
Right. So at the time, that guy was a $1,500 Air.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So for $1,700, you can get a 27-inch iMac. So that's the size that my production machine is.
Ooh.
With a 3.2 gigahertz processor, which is like twice as fast as the one that's in your Air.
Okay.
A terabyte drive.
Oh, that's lots of space.
A video card that has 2 gigs of onboard memory by itself, and a 5K Retina display. Like, dude.
Man, okay, all right. Well, I mean, I got that right now.
Right. And that's the machine today. When Apple announces their new machines next week, these machines are all gonna drop by $100 or $200, or simply be end of life, which means they're gonna drop to, like, ridiculously low prices. Because they want to get rid of the ones they have in stock. Like, if you don't want a 27-inch, you could get a 21-inch for, like, $1,300. Just saying. Just throwing it out there. It doesn't have the Retina display. Anyway. But I'm just saying.
Nice segue.
Okay, so back in October, we did a whole big spoiler piece on The Walking Dead. And I think that we've gotten better about announcing that we're going to do spoilers in a podcast. But we... I say we, but really it was Panda, because I don't watch The Walking Dead, because zombies aren't real. She went through the whole thing, spoiled the whole thing, talked about everything in depth, and we ended up not using it in the podcast, but you could listen to it now. It should be safe.
And lastly, of my little things, this is just a mini rant. I'm going to warn you right now, there are spoilers in this. So many spoilers. Telling you now, Walking Dead, spoilers. If you haven't watched it, don't listen to me. I'm also going to preface this.
Yeah, if you haven't watched the new season, if you didn't watch the season premiere, stop this podcast right now. Right now.
Well, here's the thing. If you haven't watched it and you didn't read the comic books, definitely don't listen to me.
Oh, for the love of Jesus, stop.
Stop right now. Just stop. Don't need no haterades here.
Yeah.
So they finally answered the question from the cliffhanger from last season. Who was going to meet their demise by Lucille, which if you don't know, Lucille is I think it's barbed-wired bat carried by Negan, who, if you've read the comic books, you know is a douchebag. You know he's bad news. You already know the writing on the wall. Or the writing on the back. With that said, I have to give this freaking company, AMC, I gotta give them some props here. Because they could have done so many different things. One, they could have easily not addressed it and moved on and, like, had everybody wondering, which would have been dick move number one. Two, they could stay close to the source material, which fans of the comic, like myself, definitely would have appreciated, especially because they've taken so many liberties in other areas of the comic and the universe already. Or three, they could have kept up with that tradition. Look at me doing my list. 1, 2, and 3. Did you hear that?
I heard. You made it all the way to 3.
And three, they could have kept with their tradition of changing or moving around key points in the source material to make it their version or their adaptation or take of the source material. And I mean, because they've taken a lot of liberties before, I had a sneaking suspicion that they were going to play this very close to the source, which I appreciated. Because if you go through the whole story of The Walking Dead, of everyone that Rick encounters and the groups that you kind of see and what happens to some people but not, for a long time, Glenn has kind of been like this little sliver of hope because he has made it out of a lot of stuff that you wouldn't think he'd be able to. Like, you know, yeah, he's a nimble little guy. Yeah, he could kind of climb on stuff and, like, jump to stuff. But, you know, there were several times in the books where clearly everything was stacked against him. So, I mean, they're sitting here rising him up to be like this little sliver of hope that no matter what happens in the world, if Glenn makes it, we're okay. And then in the books, clearly, that is not what happens. So Negan, this douchebag of a douchebag, is a leader of this group called the Saviors that's in Sanctuary. So kind of way after the prison, which that's when I stopped watching in the series, because they took too many, there were too many things that happened in that season. But I'm like, those don't happen till, and then that doesn't, okay, I see why you're doing it for dramatic effect, but that's not what happens. So, fuck you. I'm leaving. I'm going to leave you in your sandbox. I'm going to go back to my source material and be happy. But anyway, so there's a lot of shit that happens, obviously, after the prison. And Rick's team kind of takes out some of these dudes from the survivors. Like, it's kind of scrappy. They take them out because, you know, this is a world where, you know, people are not each other's friends anymore. This is pure survival at its worst. Like, you're wearing clothes that you've worn for the last, like, 5 months, and they're barely holding it together. Like, you are the smelliest thing. Like, you thought Indian poop, like, poop from eating Indian food was bad. Like, put some sriracha on that, microwave that in a microwave from the 80s, smear it all over your walls, and then put cinnamon on it, and that's what you smell like. Like, it's bad. It is the worst thing. Be lucky if you're eating something that's only several days past its expiration. Because in some places, people are eating very old. They're getting sick. Throw up and shit everywhere. It is a nightmare. Having to anticipate the negative of a person, like the evil in a person, before they've had a chance to show it to you, is kind of the world that they're in. And then they meet Negan, who, like I said, is the leader of this group. And he is eerily charismatic. Like, you know, he runs this group. They're about 70 people strong, you know, and they're all about taking what they need and moving on. So because Rick and his group took out, I want to say they took out like eight of his guys. He was like, oh, no, we're going to find them because they took from us. Now we're taking from them. He pretty much lines up everyone who's now in Rick's party, which has changed somewhat from the books. And he literally is playing eeny, meeny, miny, mo with his bat, Lucille. And whoever it lands on at the end is, doesn't matter who it is getting Lucille to the face and probably everywhere else as well. And in the source material, this was Glenn. So as soon as they seemed to be lining up for this, I was like, okay, I'd appreciate if they were close and they did it. And they did the thing that we all know, those who read it, know is coming, because it would be a nice return to format. So it airs, and I wait for it to air because then I wait for the internet to repopulate with all this shit because I knew it was coming. And I mean, I saw all the fan theories of like how he was walking and pacing and how you could totally tell that it was either going to be this person or this person. And I'm like, but cutting, you know, editing cuts, like even with a professional, like still, I don't think any of those fan theories were strong enough to really justify what happens. But a lot of people were like, oh, it's either going to be Abraham, who was also kind of a dip, but he's a lovable dip a little bit. But like, he's a throwaway character. Like, it wouldn't really matter if he took him out because no one's really for Abraham. Like, it would be okay. But like, and they probably put him in this group so that they could kill him, so that we could keep Glenn. Like, hopes were high. AMC did the smart thing, and they did just that. At the end of that very scary game, he's pointing at Abraham, and he takes him out, and it is bloody. And it is messy. And, you know, and the whole point of the game was, you know, they all had to sit there and watch him do it. They couldn't get up to fight him. They couldn't call out or scream. So they had to watch in silence as he did this to one of theirs. And Rick, who is leader, quotes, because at this point he's kind of a broken man. You know, this is him at his absolute lowest point. And if you've seen any parts of the series, he's already starting pretty low to start. But he takes him out, and everyone's kind of whimpering and shaking and blah, blah, blah. And someone tries to kind of get up. And he's like, you know, he's like, I'm a man, Negan, mind you. I'm a man of my word. And I said, you know, you guys couldn't call out. You guys couldn't whimper. So who's next? And he turns, and it's a quick turn, and there's Glenn. And boom, justice. At least source material justice. And it plays out exactly the way it does in the comic book. So I was like, oh, AMC, you had people going. You thought that they were going to have their Glenn for the rest of the series. Because, I mean, I don't think the series has much more leg to stand on. We're getting towards the end of the books, really. So they have to start kind of putting other things in place to end it well. I liked the psych out. Like, I don't think people were even remotely anticipating that AMC would be clever enough to play wag the dog with us. And they absolutely did it. So I have to give them a slow clap for that. You know, granted, so many people have now sworn off The Walking Dead the way that so many people swore off Game of Thrones after Jon Snow. God of War. God of War. Right, exactly. But I gotta give AMC some props on this. Like, I was very happy that while they gave us a misdirection, they still generally played true to what happened. I wouldn't throw it away if I were still heavily invested in it at this point, like coming back to it. I think I would play. I would continue to see what they would do to appease the Walking Dead nerd in me. So like, I am not mad. I'm not. I think it's justifiable in the narrative, but we all know that I'm a stickler for staying true to a narrative universe. So I'm not the person to come ranting about if you're mad about it, because I would just be like, that butt hurt hurts, bro, but that's life.
And that's all the butt hurt we have for this episode of the podcast. So
all the butt hurt is done.
Back in episode 507, we did some couch coup for Gears of War 4. That's right. I got Amanda to come over to the house, sit down on the couch, and we two-playered it up, playing through the game and recording our reaction to it live. We still have some video of that, actually, of us playing the game. And ultimately, we determined that you guys just watching us play through the game would probably be kind of boring, so we didn't put it out on YouTube. But we did release the podcast, and we had to cut some things for time from our couch coop. Now we're sharing it with you.
Are there, though?
Is there really? Oh, shit. No. There are. They are, like, right on him. Oh, shit. I thought a bullet was there, too. Back to the snub.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm good.
Yeah, you are.
Let's get you back down.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
We're going to do that thing.
Yeah, that thing.
We're just going to...
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do that thing. That's the thing we're going to do.
Was it fun, though?
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, okay. Help me with this thing, little man. Wait, are we going off of it? Yeah. Follow me! No, I don't remember.
Oh, please, remind me. Get him out. Simple job. Right quotes. That means you can only get injured here, right?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Yeah, see?
Said it's no gears either. Ever.
Yeah, no. Ever.
Hi. Lieutenant.
Looking so hot there, Gene.
Where's Minister Jin? You're looking magnetic.
Yeah, Jin's kind of a douche. But this whole robot with a hologram projected person's face,
it's kind of creepy.
It's not kind of creepy. It's fucking creepy.
Well, here's what I don't understand about this whole thing. So if you could do this, why not just send these things in to fight your war and not sacrifice your physical blood?
Well, you gotta remember, at this point right now, they're in peacetime.
Really? So far, I'm not...
They hadn't built these in the previous...
Got her!
And once you play further in the game, you'll understand. What the hell was she talking about? I'm just gonna keep saying that as it applies, because I don't want to ruin anything. But once you get further in the game, you'll understand.
This doesn't look very peaceful to me.
That's mysteriously convenient.
Because you gotta remember, at this point, they believe that they've wiped out the locusts.
It's okay. Turns out
and that they've been gone for a while, and it's just humanity kind of coming back to being humanity.
Can we hit a Taco Bell on the way? I'm not racist, I just really like tacos.
No, I'm kind of racist.
Hot dog!
Hot dogs! I'm like, you see a hot dog drive by. Like, they're really hungry. That'd be hilarious. You thought you were done fighting? You're not. No fighting! Yeah, fighting.
So do I have a gun with a bullet? Because I don't believe that I currently
have... You don't
have.
Believe in guns with bullets.
I believe in guns with bullets. I believe I don't have any. This is a problem, with the exception of my snub. And snub is definitely not the way to go with these things. Alright, I have got to get to this replicator. Okay,
I'm yelling, Timber! More shooting! Less QQ, more pew pew! Reppin' all the duck life. Duck life, dodge life, dodge life. Yeah, I'm reppin' for the dodge life. When in doubt, dodge.
Dude, will you stop picking up all the boom shots? Oscar keeps.
I didn't pick any up!
No, not you, Oscar! Oscar's carrying, like, two boom shots, I swear. Alright, and we're not anymore there.
Oscar, stop being a cunt.
Okay. Let's get
okay.
You're like, don't be a cunt. You're like, okay.
So you really did save me.
No, I really did save you.
Per se.
when she says people, does she mean me and my uncle?
Oh.
To the windows, to the wall, to the scratched up down my balls.
Nobody appreciates me, baby.
Anyone need ammo? You do?
Yeah, because I don't...
Yeah, you take that.
One shot left. Take that.
Mom spaghetti. Ugh! Yeah. Doors don't need hands. They need their butts kicked by my boot. I want to bang. I want to bang that door and that door and that door.
I want to bang all the doors. I just like how
I love that these all look like die. Yeah. Roll for Constitution, like now.
I do feel bad that I can shoot my comrades. I feel poorly about that.
Do you though? Because I mean, you keep doing it.
I can't help it. Sometimes they walk in front of my bullets, and I'm like, "Why'd you do that?" You know, I was putting the bullets over there.
Putting my bullets over here, right here.
So you know how there are just some things that, like, as a gamer, you know, but when you're called upon to remember, sometimes you don't. Sometimes it's simple, like an obscure character's name in a game that you played forever and a day. And other times, it's like pretty big, common knowledge things, but because you haven't really interacted with that game or that franchise in a while, you forget it. I know I'm beating around the bush, but basically this is a clip of us trying to remember all of the pieces of the Triforce, all of the Triforces that make up the Triforce in the Legend of Zelda game. And it took us a little bit, but we finally got all the pieces without using the internet.
No, like, one would be the Triforce of Wisdom, so there would be, like, proverbs and, like, smart shit in it. And then one would be Power, and when we hit it, it would play Power by Kanye West.
Oh!
That was the
Wait, can you do that? Force. Can you have Pinata play music when you break it?
I don't know.
We should find this out. Because I
what's
like
the other,
this is
what's
going...
the other Triforce, though? There's Wisdom, Power, and... I'm really fucked up, so I'm not accessing my information today.
I didn't put my iPad in front of me to, like, do research, but it's Triforce, Wisdom...
So there's three pieces.
And Strength?
Oh, yeah. Or Courage, I think.
I think it's Courage. I think it's,
I think it's Courage.
Power, Courage, and Wisdom.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I would definitely bust open the Triforce Wisdom.
And then the one of Courage would be like, I don't know, something we both are too scared to eat.
That would probably have to be like hot candies, like habanero shit. Because I don't like hot candies.
Neither do I. So, yep, probably. But that would be awesome. That would be a great...
All right, I'm going to look into this. I'm going to see if we can make this happen. And if we do, we'll take some video of it, and we'll throw it up on our Facebook page and on YouTube and stuff. And if we can't, we'll just have a pinata and we'll bust that bitch open, too, because candy. We talk a lot about movies on our podcast because we're nerdy. Okay, especially superhero movies, and there's just a plethora of those these days. Some are good, looking directly at you, Deadpool. Some are okay, I see you, Suicide Squad. And others, well, others are just X-Men Apocalypse. And we had some choice things to say about it.
Then the only other thing that I gotta put on the table, just real quick, because we're nerdy like that, Apocalypse. I'm trying to get hype about it. I'm trying to get hype about it.
Every time I see commercials, I always see the part with Olivia Munn as Psylocke, or whatever the hell her name is.
Psylocke.
Okay. So, here's the thing, and I feel really bad about it, because, like, I love X-Men, and I'm a big Storm fan. We already know this. I'm just establishing my backstory. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't read it to the extent that a lot of my friends do. So, like, with it coming out, like, everyone has like kind of gone back into all the movies, even the really sucky X-Men Third Last
Stand. No, I refuse to watch all of the shitty X-Men movies.
And they've even watched all of the Wolverine movies, all 17 of those.
And then the third
one with the Silver Surfer in it.
I'm just saying,
They've gone and rewatched them, and they're all like lining it up, like, okay, so this is what's happening in this one, and I'm just like, all I remember are like snippets from the TV show, the cartoon that we used to watch on Saturdays, and I don't remember Apocalypse. I remember the big metal guys with the beams in their hands that like would come down.
Those were Sentinels. Apocalypse was in some of the cartoon, but it was later on in the cartoon. Okay. So I read the comics. I read X-Factor, I read X-Force, the precursors to X-Men, and I read X-Men as well as Uncanny X-Men.
All right, so I think
Uncanny is what most of what the cartoon attempted to follow.
Okay. All right.
So that's why they did the whole thing and had Cable come back, and they started to get and did the Phoenix Saga. That was all in Uncanny.
Okay, well, in the movies, they really kind of fucked up.
And the movies fucked it up because they completely went off canon. But the movies went off canon to begin with because Rogue was not a young child. She was, in her probably mid-late 20s. She and Gambit were the same age, and she and Gambit in the comics were a thing. Not her and Bobby.
Fucking Wood Iceman, right? It's Iceman?
Bobby. Yeah, not her and Bobby. Not her having a thing for Wolverine.
Though, that would be some hot, dope sex, though.
She can't touch him.
I know. So that's why it's hot, though.
He can't put it in.
All she has to do is keep her gloves on. And
Amanda,
like,
it's skin contact in general. That's why she had a full bodysuit.
Okay, so she wears a full bodysuit. He suffers a little bit. He regenerates.
No,
it's all good.
No, there's no little bit of suffering. There's no little bit of suffering.
He regenerates, like, super quick. So, like, he hits it once.
He doesn't regenerate super quick.
He, like,
quick.
Has a burning sensation for, like, a year.
He would be in a coma.
And then he regrows his penis. He's like a gecko. You scare him and something falls off and it comes back.
Wolverine is not like a gecko.
You spook him, then, like, his leg drops.
No.
And then it grows back a little smaller.
No! Okay?
Anyway,
but
I'm
sorry.
But you
do get into the comic line where Storm and Wolverine get together.
Now, don't they make an awesome baby?
Yeah.
In one of the canons?
Yes.
Okay. I always thought that was Cable, but that's not Cable, right?
It's Cable.
I kept thinking he was Bishop.
That is Bishop. That is Bishop.
Okay.
Bishop is their kid, not Cable.
Okay.
Bishop.
Because what was it? I think
it's
a movie. And like,
wait, now I'm confused.
Wow.
So I gotta go to the internet. All confused now.
Because I know one of them is their kid from the future.
Yes. And I keep wanting to say it's Cable, but it might be Bishop.
And I think the last movie I went to, I was like, hey guys, I know they're trying to show that steamy tension between Storm and stuff. I'm like, now we're going to see their kid from the future, right? And one of our friends, who we often will go to see movies with, is just like, actually, that is not Cable. Cable wore this. And like, I can't stand being mansplained to, especially by this motherfucker. But that's beside the point. But I'm like, no, I swear. I know that in one of the canons, they get hot and heavy, and they have an awesome future baby who's, like, there during all the apocalypse shit. And he's like, man, I need to go back in time and tell my parents to stop it before they get down and dirty and whatever.
It might be Bishop. Hold on. Now I gotta, like...
Because I know it's one of them. I just don't know which one. And, I mean, I thought Cable rocked, like, the yellow and the blue, very similar to Daddy, had the long curly hair like his mommy Storm. That's why I thought it was Cable, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
I gotta go to the Marvel Universe and look that shit up, because now I'm like, shit, is it?
I wonder if you put in the search bar Storm plus Wolverine equals and see what happens. Actually, I now want to do that because I'm very curious as to what happens when that happens. I love X-Men math. It's the only math that should exist.
It is the only math that should exist. It's it's not, but it's the only one that should. Hold up. Okay.
I don't hope. See. I just hope I don't see a picture of like a dead Wolverine being
Wolverine. No. No. You won't. Blah 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 blah. I think it is Bishop. Maybe not.
I know it's one of them. I just don't know which one.
It's one of them. I don't know. Internet's not fast enough.
That's okay. It will come to us eventually.
It will. Eventually. But
yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was Bishop or Cable. I could be wrong. Anyway,
yeah.
Moving right along.
That's basically all I got. So I think at this point, you get to bring up your last.
All right. So, okay.
At Esh, we aren't huge Toys to Life fans, but there are two things that I was interested in collecting because I love the figures and was hopeful that the gameplay would continue to get better. One was Amiibos, which I've stopped collecting, and the other was the Disney Infinity line of toys. And I really enjoyed the games and what they were doing with the community being able to build levels and share those around. And I love the quality of their figures, and they just kept adding more and more. And who wouldn't want a bunch of Disney figures, right? We grew up on that shit, people. Well, at least I grew up on that shit, people. And so when the announcement came down that Disney Interactive was going to be shuttering the Infinity World, you know, right before a couple of really interesting properties were going to come out that should have toys. So this is shortly after Inside Out came out and we were looking at, you know, the Disney universe expanding even more on the Star Wars line that they had just launched and, you know, also having the Marvel world in there, having all of the Marvel characters, because I was getting real excited to have my X-Men set. Like, I was waiting for that play set to drop. And then they announced, nope, we are all done with Infinity. I was a little dismayed, and I was a little sad. And here's some pieces of me talking about that didn't make it into the show that week.
Well, I was definitely sad to hear the news that, you know, Disney was going to pull out sometimes. Oh, such a pervert. Sorry.
Yeah, you are.
I couldn't help that. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that
you was, could. You could have helped it. You nope. Just, your inner 13-year-old boy crazy. Would not allow it.
Anyway. Pull out.
Perv.
Anyway, no, but really, because we've seen companies, point my finger at you fucking Square Enix, who struggle to keep their big things, like their big nostalgia, Final Fantasy, alive on two legs. And at this point, it's really kind of hobbling on, like, one foot that has, like, a weird disease on it. Like,
it's got a fungus. It needs some tough actin to nactin.
It's got plantar fasciitis and, like, 8 warts. Like, and it's hopping, and it's not, like, those staggered hops. It's not even, like, a confident one. And, you know, and we are sitting there. It's like watching a car crash. You're like, oh, man. Like, you can't take your eyes off of it, but you're sure as fuck not going to help either because you don't want to get it.
No.
But
I draw the line at foot diseases.
I'm just saying, though, that we see companies who try so hard to keep that thing that people have been obsessed about relevant. And we've seen
past when it should be.
Exactly. Yeah. And for a company, I think, to go, you know what, maybe we had a nice run, but this isn't where our future is. And to be able to step back from that, I think, is far more confident than, no, we'll totally crank out, like, 18 more Final Fantasies because right. No one's bored of that yet.
I am now on a mission to try and track down, like, all of the Marvel characters that I've been, like, holding my ass for because...
Hold that ass.
Yeah, because I was like, I want Black Panther, and, like, I've got Thor, finally, but I wanted Black Panther, and I
Who was the other one that I wanted? I wanted a Loki, and I wanted, and I just hadn't seen them, like, out and about, because I, at the time, was like, oh, I'm not gonna be that person that just buys, like, 10 of them on Amazon, because that's kind of cheap or cheesy, and now I'm like, this is gonna be the only way I'm gonna get them, because they're about to be, like, gone as a motherfucker. So I've got my Wreck-It Ralph guys, I've got my, I've gotta beef up my Star Wars guys, because I need a Vader, because I don't have a Vader. I need Vader and I need Luke. And I'm trying to think of who else I need. I have my Jack Skellington, so I'm good there. But I'm like, I need at least Gamora and Rocket, for Guardians. Because those are my favorite characters, really. And, I'm really sad, though, that, like, Infinity is dropping. I was really looking forward to, you know, a lot more of the classic characters coming out. To put on my mantle, because my plan was to take everything that I currently have on my top of my mantle, which is my favorite collector's edition stuff, and moving that all to storage, and making my entire mantle nothing but Disney Infinity and, like, the handful of amiibos that I have. And now I'm really sad that it's going away, because I do think that Infinity is one of the more creative games that worked for the whole family on multiple levels. And, you know, I've talked before about how it was one of those games that parents could play with their kids and, you know, feel like a kid again, remembering the characters and some of the cartoons and things that they grew up with, and now being able to share that comfortably with their kids. But most of the mini games, while some of them were very simple, some of them were very complex. And so it could be, you know, as tough as a Lara Croft level, especially when you start getting into what people were creating in the creator space and releasing out to the world. It was really a very neat ecosystem, and I'm very sad to see Disney discontinue it.
You know, but here's the thing, at least from my perspective.
Yes?
You get some companies who have a great idea. Yay, I have this great idea. Let's do this great idea. And it actually has some merit, which is obviously seen through some of the profits. Like, when they first were like, we're going to do this. We're going into this niche-ish, fad-ish game trend. And they put their best effort, I feel, into it. And I think just the timing might have not have been exact, because we'd already had Skylanders out. And, you know, Amiibos were finally kind of hitting their stride. And I just feel like in terms of their timing was just a little off, and it was near the end of that whole big craze. Like, well, if it come
I'm gonna step back here, because the Disney Infinity game came out before Amiibos actually hit and started to sell. Okay. The first Disney Infinity game. So okay. You had Skylanders, then you had Infinity, and then you had Amiibos.
Well, then maybe they just didn't have a strong enough presence. Because when Amiibos dropped, people lost their fucking minds.
Because it's Nintendo. And, like, that's one of the things that we had talked about, was, like, when Amiibos drop, they're going to take the floor out of the market, because Nintendo is Nintendo. I'm a fan of comics. On the DL, Panda is a fan of comics. And our worlds collide, and we get to educate each other, and then educate ourselves even more, especially with the emergence of all these superhero movies, right? But one time we were talking about DC, specifically Batman, and we were getting into all the Robins. And I think this was around the time that we were playing the last Batman game and talking about all the different Robins that Batman has had in his life.
Well, what's really funny for me, and I'm going to steal the mic now, is one of the things that I was going to be talking about next week is I'm picking up Justice League versus Teen Titans.
Oh?
Yeah, so there's a new movie out.
Animated movie?
Animated movie.
Okay, thank God, because
Which has the Justice League fighting the Titans. And it's the Titans actually as their older teens, so not the...
But wait a minute. But Justice League has Robin.
Gotta remember, has Nightwing.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right.
Okay.
Oh,
my brain. Justice League has Nightwing.
Okay. There are too many Robins.
There's a point where Robin is working to become a League member, but the existing member at the time is Nightwing.
No, wait. Can we make a little very...
we can make a little tour. We can take a detour, yes.
So I just want to make sure...
Remember, the Bat family is big.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Robins and multiple Batgirls.
So, first Robin becomes Nightwing. Is that the one
who... All right, wait. How far do you want to go back to declare first Robin? Well, do you want to just focus on the animated world?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the thing I don't understand.
Your first Robin eventually grows up and becomes Nightwing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Your first Robin.
All right. So.
The subsequent Robin after that, for you, for the timeline you know, is actually Damian Wayne, Bruce's actual son.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
With Talia al Ghul.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. The League. So Raj gets killed. The League of Assassins basically is scattered to the winds. Talia is in danger and decides that it would be best for Damian to grow up with his father and have male guidance because he's at a point where she feels like too much of maybe Raj might be in him, and it would be good for him to develop some of the skills that she finds valuable in Bruce Wayne. So ultimately...
Well, I mean, she did let him get some.
No, she didn't let him get some. She basically... So it depends on where you pick up the story. If you go the animated route, she basically drugged and raped Bruce to get pregnant.
I'm not gonna say...
Because Raj and Talia...
opportunity thing.
Wait, but... No, come on, let me get through this now. But basically, she drugged and raped Bruce Wayne in the animated world... because I don't know that they ever did this story on how Damian came to be in comics, because I haven't really read a lot of the Damian Wayne stuff. But anyway, so in the animated movies, and they explain it in Son of Batman.
Right, okay.
I believe is the animated flick. You should come over. I have them all. We can go through it, and it will help you. It will help you a lot. But basically, she, you know, because Raj wanted Bruce to be his heir, and through his daughter Adam as part of the thing, and also having access to the Lazarus Pit.
Because my daughter, she is so sexy and capable.
He valued
this pit, you'll live forever.
Because he valued Bruce Wayne's skills.
Okay.
As, you know, he always called him the detective out of respect, because he was able to use his intellect to figure out many things, and then trained his body to be just as strong to match, and there's an admiration in that to exact your revenge. I think that the Raj in the animated line saw a lot of himself in Bruce, which is why he saw him as a perfect successor to him when his time was going to be up, and why he offered him the League of Assassins and his daughter and all that kind of stuff. Because there were many episodes of the animated series where Raj was constantly trying to convert Bruce over to the League and to be his heir. And, you know, bed his daughter. And he was like, look, Talia's gorgeous and all that kind of stuff, but no. So ultimately, at one point, through one of their attempts, Talia actually drugged Bruce and got knocked up because she makes an allusion to it. And she's like, well, you know, there are things that you need to do with your son. And Bruce is like, yeah, that was not of my choosing. And she's like, oh, Bruce, don't worry. You had fun. Legit. She's like, you had a good time.
You enjoyed the swirly thing. You liked it.
Yeah. But basically, she raped Bruce Wayne and got herself pregnant with Damian and raised Damian with Raj. And through the battle and the fall of the assassins, brought Damian, who I think, like in the animated flick at the time, was probably somewhere in the range of like between 10 and 13. So perfect,
I hate my dad.
Ready? So perfect Robin age.
Right, okay.
At a point where Batman is without Robin because his previous Robin is grown Nightwing, off in Bloodhaven doing shit.
Right.
Okay, so he's in need of a ward. Damian comes into his life, and ultimately Damian becomes Robin for a while.
So here's where I think for me, because I know there are so many different converting timelines.
Right, and the Robin that's in Teen Titans is not Damian.
Okay.
And the Robin that is in Teen Titans is not Nightwing.
Okay. All right. Because here's where I get them all messed up.
Yes.
Because, so I've got that confusion in the animated series. And then I obviously am getting confused in the Arkham Knight story.
Yes.
A little bit. And then, of course, I love Batmetal, which if you've never watched a Batmetal, you need to, because it's amazing. But, so, in Batmetal, and that's where I'm going to reference where my confusion is because it's, so, somebody animated Batman, the Robin slash Red Hood slash another guy who I don't recognize, and they're a band.
Right,
and,
so Jason Todd is Red Hood.
Right. I know that.
Okay.
That came out in the last Arkham game.
Right.
Because you saw how the Joker tortured the fuck out of him and all that shit. And because didn't the Joker nearly kill him? Like, tortured him to the point where he nearly died? Okay,
so here's the thing. So Jason Todd's story, and I only know pieces of it. Jason Todd is one of the...
Because he was a Robin.
...saddest Robins that happened. So... By the animated story, which the animated story is the one that I've seen most recently, because it's been a long time since I've read any Jason Todd comics. Jason Todd, as far as Batman was concerned, died. Okay? He's the Robin that almost broke Batman.
Okay?
He didn't break, but he almost did. Because, yes, the Joker did kidnap him, beat and tortured the fuck out of him, and ultimately blew him up with Batman racing to get to him to save him and not being able to do it in time.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So Batman went bonkers, almost killed the Joker, but didn't kill the Joker. So the Red Hood animated feature that you're talking about is, as it turns out, Jason Todd did not die. But when he found out that the Joker was alive, that Batman didn't kill him, knowing that Batman knew that the Joker did horrible things to him and killed him, he became pissed at the Batman for not taking the ultimate revenge, okay, and donned and became the Red Hood. If you go into the video game, the last Batman Arkham game.
Yeah.
Okay. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, okay. Here it comes.
All right. And you're wondering who... what's his name? The Arkham Knight.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Jason Todd. Okay. And that's why he's pissed at Batman. So they made him the Arkham Knight instead of making him Red Hood.
So that the reveal would be traumatic when you, or rather, oh my god,
And it's why it makes so much sense that he's very personally attacking Batman throughout the whole game, because he knows his training, his movement, his weaknesses, and the perceived stuff, right? All
right. Right,
so let's go back, right? So in your line of Robins, you have Dick Grayson, you have Jason Todd, you have Tim Drake, you have Stephanie Brown, and you have Damian Wayne.
Okay.
Those are your Robins.
Okay.
In the known world.
So the Robin in Teen Titans is not Todd and is not Drake.
So, in Teen Titans, I believe that it is Tim Drake.
Oh, okay. That is
in Titans. Because Dick Grayson is Nightwing.
Okay. Okay.
And I don't believe that it's Jason Todd, because he's too perky and too focused on to be Jason Todd. So, I believe the Titan one is Tim Drake.
So, Nightwing in that scenario was Robin 1. The one in Teen Titans currently is Robin 3, because they didn't... Todd is the second one, and that is not him.
Yeah, I don't believe...
So then, who's the Robin...
That's Jason Todd.
Well, wait, because actually in the Justice League, it's
back. Todd might be Nightwing.
In this regard?
Might be.
Okay.
Might be.
All right. I was just confused, because I know it seems like I kept thinking about it in that mind scheme of Pokemon. I'm like, Robin evolves into Nightwing! And I'm like, but...
Yeah, Robin does evolve into Nightwing. This is true.
Because one Robin turned into the Red Hood, and then another Robin did this other thing. And I'm like,
he's like an Eevee. He has multiple evolution possibilities.
Right, yeah, the evolution of Robins. But anyway, oh man, like it just...
so much stuff. It's so much. But as you were saying, you were watching the latest animated movie.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Tim. Yeah. I was just like, I'm thinking like through things and I just got on the internet. So yeah. So Tim Drake is the Teen Titans Robin.
Okay. Alrighty then. Got it.
So good. Hopefully that good. Helps.
I'm glad that got some clarification.
It took me a hot second to find
there's
it.
There's too many Robins in the soup.
There's lots of Robins. There are many Robins.
And I'm like, it can't be the same one. It can't, because there's been too many. And I just wanted some clarification, so thank you for that. I feel better now. I mean, it's kind of like the Zelda games, because all these great Zelda games came out, but they don't come out in the right order, so you're sitting there trying to red line of faith all of them, so you can get the right chronological order of occurrence and character, and I just got all messed up in the Robins.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
There's too many Robins.
Grayson becomes Nightwing. Todd eventually becomes Red Hood after being a Robin.
For a bit.
Yeah. Tim Drake also gets fucked up as Robin at one point.
It's such a coveted position, well, but it also comes verse, with a lot of danger.
The verse gets really fucked up, okay? Because you have all different kinds of things happen, and then you have Crisis, which fucks everybody's thing. Then you had New 52, and so a lot of characters, their stories get changed, things get revisioned, because for a while, nobody, when they thought of having Nightwing, no one wanted to take Dick Grayson and turn Dick Grayson into Nightwing. Because Dick Grayson was such a beloved and revered
Robin.
And they wanted Nightwing to be able to be a little bit dark. So that's part of the reason why Todd's Robin was invented. So they would have a progression.
So Dick Grayson's way too happy. He's come from a really bad situation and has risen above. But what happens when you don't?
Right. And so then how do you take this character that you know has overcome this thing and really had been a very, very positive Robin, even though all the crap that he had been through? And how do you then justify the shift that they want to be able to take Nightwing in? Because Nightwing, they want to grow into a character that is in a similar place to Batman.
Okay.
Which becomes a very dark place, right? Like, right. Batman is vengeance. He just isn't killing. And so it doesn't make sense to have Dick Grayson Robin do that.
Right.
Right? So that's part of the reason why they made Jason Todd. And they went, okay, we're going to give him this dark challenge that he's going to overcome or try to overcome. And that's going to lead the segue into why he can be this thing that Batman is not. And then ultimately that turns into Red Hood. Like, Red Hood will cap a motherfucker real quick.
Right.
No problems with that.
And granted, several cannons down the road, you've got a Batman who's totally willing to shoot people because he gives zero.
Technically, cannons, but again, the world gets so...
It's all canon.
It's all canon and not canon. You know, the stuff that's not canon is not canon. I can't wait. Speaking of non-canon, before I get into the video game stuff, I cannot wait for the Killing Joke movie. I'm really fucking ready. I'm so ready. My body is so ready.
Video games, because that detour was a hell of a detour.
It was totally worth it, though. They say the best shows end where they begin. And so there's no better way to end this clip show as we end our year than to go back to the way that we started, which was with my sister acting really juvenile. So, I think there's, like, no easy way to put this. But at one point in time, well, my sister says dick a lot.
He was onto something big.
My dick.
Bacon. What?
I have the scoop. Nathan Drake's dick, as long as people says it is. News at 11.
What is it with you and Nathan Drake's dick?
That barmaid in Lima wanted my D. She wanted that SD.
Oh, God. You know,
Sully maybe, dick.
Maybe this was a bad idea.
I'm just going to find more reasons to say dick.
I know. And it's my fault.
We're right on top of my dick.
Oh, God. I apologize for her.
Don't. I apologize for no one.
You should apologize for yourself.
Awesome. Like my dick.
No, your dick is not holding up that fucking
My dick is so strong.
No, it's not. You also do not have a dick.
I don't.
Do not.
They're the symbols of my dick.
Oh, Lord. This might be the last Let's Play we ever do together.
The first of the last.
Yeah, I think from it was.
From my dick.
Oh, no, not again. No more with your dick. We had enough of that last go-round.
You like my dick? Bent over backwards, ready
look,
to receive my dick.
Look, the ink is about the gold. Can we focus on the game and not your dick that you don't have?
Fine. The best part of waking up.
Wait, no. Copyright, no. Play the game. You're driving.
Sucking on my dick.
See, this is why we can't have nice things. You're why we can't have nice things.
I'm gonna
hook
you across your dick.
Will you stop it?
Nathan Drake ain't got nothing on me.
Actually, Nathan Drake has everything on you. Actually.
He's got a penis.
Oh, God. Yeah. What's behind door number two? Well.
My dick.
Funny. No.
Knock, knock. Who's there? My dick.
Panda? No more dick jokes. Focus.
Like my dick.
Will you stop it?
My massive boner?
Oh, will you stop with your dick? You don't have a dick.
Feel my boner. It feels good.
Panda, I'm going to take the controller away from you.
Don't! I don't rely on women.
What?
I'm just kidding.
That is the most sexist thing to come out of your mouth today besides my dick, oh my god, my dick.
My dick is so huge.
You don't have a dick. Also, don't fall. Did you just shoot that guy in the dick?
Yep. That's how you own dicks, by shooting them.
Wow. Wow. I got nothing to say except wow. My voice is coming back, which is really nice.
Like my dick.
Will you stop it? Yeah,
look,
yeah.
You thing. Come in this way and put your hands up like this, yeah? And then I come from behind her, right? And I put my hands up like this, yeah?
Wait, we are not talking about Eiffel Towering. Stop it, Panda. Bad. No dick jokes, no sex positions in this recording.
Okay, I'm gonna get a giant bowl, right?
Stop it.
Get some flour,
stop it.
And some eggs, and we're gonna make some batter ras.
You just can't not do it, can you?
Can't help myself. My dick
nope.
is a double feature. Your dick went straight to DVD.
No.
That's not the right words.
No, it's not. If you like this podcast and want to make sure that you get all of our podcasts the moment we put them out on the web for your consumption, then make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Visit our site, electricsisterhood.com. Our feed for our podcast is right there on the site, so you can bookmark it. You can bookmark our site, which I highly recommend, because all of our news, reviews, previews, interviews, and more can be found on our site, electricsisterhood.com. You can also get the podcast through the iTunes application, either on your desktop or through the podcast application on your iOS device. Search for the Eshcast and hit subscribe. You can also find our podcast on vognetwork.com. You can also find our podcast in Stitcher Radio, on Google Play, and pretty much any other podcast aggregator on the planet. You can search for us, find us, and subscribe. Please do that. Listen to our podcast regularly. You can hit us up on social and let us know if there's a question that you have or something you'd like us to check out. Get us up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/landofesh. Get us on Twitter and on Instagram at ESH News. Please follow us, like us, subscribe to us, engage with us, ask us your questions, recommend stuff for us to review or preview. Promise that we will get to as many as we possibly can. And if we take your question or review your thing based off of your recommendation, we'll give you a shout out here in the podcast. So you can be internet famous for like 15 seconds, which, let's face it, sometimes that's all you need. Also, be sure that if you're checking out our site, our podcast, and our social, that you engage with all the other great shows and sites that are part of our family. And the family is ever growing. Check out No Borders, No Race, the podcast over at b3crew.com, hosted by our homie King Baby Duck, for all things indie and just cool. Music, games, manga, anime, TV shows,
movies, indie artists. It's crazy. And you can also learn a little bit of Japanese in every single show. So make sure that you check out No Borders, No Race over at b3crew.com. Hosted by the homie KBD, King Baby Duck, the man, the myth, the legend. On Wednesdays, you can catch a live stream on Twitch by our homie, HamsterMan2049, from SmashRook.com. Every Wednesday, he plays a different game. Some of them are retro, some of them are new, but the stream is always fun. Twitch.tv/HamsterMan2049, that's the place to go. But you can also find out a few minutes before the stream starts the direct link to the stream on our Facebook page, facebook.com/landofesh. So make sure that you've liked us to know when he's going live so you can check it out and jump into chat. Let him know what you think about what he's playing. If you've played it before, be part, jump in. We love the company. As we get closer to the end of the week, you definitely want to make sure that you're checking out our homie, Phil the Issues Guy, with Phil's recap and review on YouTube. The website is issuesprogram.com. Definitely check it out. Add it to your bookmark. Subscribe to his channel. He does some of the most enjoyable recaps that I have ever seen on the internet. I love being part of his chat and just watching him go off. And I'm telling you right now, if you are a fan of Westworld, you definitely need to go back and check out all of his Westworld recaps. They are freaking phenomenal. So make sure that you check out Phil the Issues Guy, Phil's recap and review on YouTube at issuesprogram.com. And last but certainly not least, our homies over at nerdcrave.com, held down by our homie Louis Hendrix, but the team over there is absolutely great. If it is something that is nerds are craving, then trust me, they are talking about it at nerdcrave.com. Movies, TV shows, comic books, manga, anime, video games, you name it, they are talking about it. So make sure you add all of our sites to your bookmarks, subscribe to all of our shows, engage with us across our social, just be down with the fam, because we do this for you as much as we do it for us. So as always, I'm Ninja Sista, and until next time, I'm out.